أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم من شيء كل امرئ بما كسب رهين. صدق الله العظيم. In the discussion that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses with regards to the ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has for the muttaqeen, in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an additional ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them that has not been described in the other ayats of the Quran Kareem. A person in this world has iman, he lives his life, he has children, and those children also accept iman and they remain on iman and they leave this world. The father himself or the mother herself, both of them or one of them were practicing. The children did not practice as much as the parents would have practiced. So what happens to these children in the akhirat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. Those who have brought iman and the children follow them also in iman. Alhaqna bihim dhurriyatahum, then we join to them the children. Wama alatnahum min amalihim min shay, and we do not curtail, we do not subtract from their amal anything. In other words, from the reward of the parents anything. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described that a person has a particular daraja in Jannah, a particular stage in Jannah, then those children of that person did not acquire that particular stage. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the children that stage of the parents. More clearly, in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, parents have a particular stage in Jannah, children did not acquire that stage. So when the parent reaches that higher stage, they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have this concern in their hearts, O Allah, where are my children? In other words, are they here in Jannah? Or where are they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the answer will be given to them on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that your children do not acquire that stage that you have acquired. So then, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, Allah's mercy, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then elevate those children to the ranks of those parents. Ulama have written, obviously Jannah is a place that there is no huzn, there is no grief, there is not supposed to be any concern, any worry. And hence, as a completion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat on the parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant those children the lofty ranks of their parents. And then we find the opposite in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person will be granted a very high stage in Jannah. That person will realize that this stage could have not been acquired because of my deeds. So he will inquire from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, how is it that I have reached this stage? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reply, Allah will respond to the person and say to him that after you left the world, your children continue to make dua of istighfar for you. And because of that, I have elevated you to this rank. And then we find in the ayahs of the Quran Kareem also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the jannat that Allah grants a person, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ, and those who do good from his parents, وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ, and from his spouses, وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ, and from their children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite them and Allah will join them in jannat. So on the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fadl and grace on the parents, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let them worry about the children in Jannah. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl and grace on the children, that Allah will grant them the equal rank of the parents. because of the amal of the parents. However, the important aspect is, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ, that those children leave this world in a state of iman. And that also shows one very primary responsibility. A very, very primary responsibility upon parents is this, that we should see to it that our children remain on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obviously practicing upon the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter Allah says, Kullum ri'im bima kasaba rahin, that every person is responsible for what he had earned. And this means that Allah Rabbul Izzat will not now diminish from the parents' ranks and rewards anything so that the children will acquire the higher ranks, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give a person exactly as he has been rewarded, and no person will become responsible for another person. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.